Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
If you're thinking about a career break, now that you know what it is, if you're thinking about asking your employer, hey, we got sabbaticals around here. Who's giving out sabbaticals? If that's you, let's go through really step one of the process, and that's preparing for a career break or a sabbatical. So as we go into what that preparation is, if you remember nothing else in today's time, I want you to remember that whatever you're thinking about doing, be it maybe you're done with work completely, maybe you just need a longer break, maybe 4 weeks, maybe your company does offer a sabbatical program and you haven't taken advantage of it before, fill in the blank reason, I want you to prepare well. And as you're preparing well, I want you to take into consideration mindset. How can you be creative, what societal, generational, or cultural norms might you need to separate from to help you make those decisions, and who needs to support you. Step one is to do your research. When you're thinking about taking a career break for whatever reason, do your research. Google is free, or Safari, Bing, right? We're equal opportunity search engine folks here, right? Whatever your search engine of choice is, use it. Start connecting with your network. Who are the folks in your, what we call them at my company, what we call them your top five, or your trusted 10, or your board of directors? Who are the sponsors? Who are the mentors? Who are the folks that typically pour into you that you can use as a sounding board that you can start having these conversations with? And the conversation starts real simply. Hey, I'm thinking about stepping away from work for 6 weeks, and let those words hang out in the air. Get used to saying, hey, I think I need to step away for a month. You know what? My company offers a sabbatical. I think I'm going to take advantage of that, and let those words hang out. See what comes back from your research. See what comes back with your network. And while you're doing your research, especially if you're in a more 9-to-5 type situation, get mega familiar with your HR folks. Get mega familiar with your employee handbook. Now, prior to executive coaching, running my own business, jet setting across the world, scared with my Dramamine in one hand and my Metallica playlist in the other so I can have something super distracting on the plane, I also came from a very strict and stringent corporate environment. Again, I go back to, I've been drinking stale break room coffee with an asset managed laptop and a badge since I was 19. So I know how the rules of that road goes. Also in that corporate space, I was a humble HR practitioner. So multiple sides of the house, from training and documentation to employee relations, recruiting, onboarding, talent acquisition, benefits administration, and wealth management. If there was a policy in our company, I knew about it. If there was a handbook to be written, I absolutely knew about it. I would like you to take that same level of inquiry, that same level of research into your prep work. Find out, does your company have a sabbatical program? I have a partner coach who did her first in-person event, and she brought up the topic of sabbaticals. She knew that the company that she was working with offered a sabbatical program, and in the conference room, raised and said, hey, raise your hand if you know about such and such a sabbatical program. And like two people raised their hand. But it was a company thing, right? The company offered it. And the rest of the 150 people in that room didn't know that their company offered a sabbatical program. So that's what I'm talking about when we say do your research. Step two is to really consider all of the impacts. You're considering, you're letting those words hang out there. You may be doing some math on the back of a napkin. You're not limiting yourself here, but you're thinking about all the spaces you being away from work will impact. And typically, the biggest impact is in pockets. Our money is going to be the biggest driver of a career break, a sabbatical, or if it's time to step away from work. So what might that mean for you? You may be considering your budget here as a household. You may be considering things that you may cut out of the budget for a certain period of time so you can facilitate not being at work for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 6 months on an unpaid sabbatical, right? A year on an unpaid sabbatical. But I don't just want you to think about your take-home money or your salary. I also want you to take into consideration, especially if you work in a traditional 9-to-5 space, what amenities and benefits are you not paying into by not earning a paycheck? Your Social Security? Is it your retirement? Is it your match? Is it your 401k? Is it your HSA, right? What are the things that are also not getting your money if you step away? And I understand and recognize that some of those items can be a little daunting to think about. We work so hard to take care of ourselves, to take care of our family, make sure the car note is paid, make sure the mortgage is paid, make sure we got a little bit of money to, you know, maybe take ourselves out, get hair done, get nails done, hang with the friends. All that goes into the impact when you're thinking about your career break and your sabbatical. Health is another one. If you decide to make a clean break, maybe post layoff, and you say, I'm actually not going to go back into the workforce. Yeah. So what does healthcare look like for you? Going back to bullet point number one, do your research. Once you've asked all the universe the bigger questions, start to develop your plan or strategy. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to work for you, right? It doesn't have to be at the income level or the income bracket of your peer or your mom or your soror or your frat brother from college. It needs to work for you. And so as you're developing that plan and strategy draft, have that as a workable document. Maybe you start having those conversations. What are the bullet points? What are the stops and starts in your plan with your network. If you're asking for a career break or you're going to tap into that sabbatical program that your company offers, awesome. Make the ask. Now that you have your data, now that you know kind of what the financial impacts are, what are the family impacts, what are those health impacts, you can start to have the conversation with your boss, your leader, your skip level, whoever that may be. Start to engage your stakeholders. If you're thinking about taking a break, quitting your job, or going on a sabbatical, who does that impact within your place of employment? I want to pause here for the entrepreneurs in the room, especially the individuals who are true and tried solopreneurs. You are the CFO, the CEO, you are the sous chef, you are the janitorial waste compliance person of your company, as well as the administrative assistant. All these steps still apply to you. You get to divide your research, considering the impacts, developing your plan or strategy with the multiple facets of your personality, right? When you think about your business, are you at a space to leave the startup role, move into plan B, or move into a session B strategy where you're ready to scale your business? Do you have to do that before the end of the year? Are there projects within your business or are there product launches that you're thinking about that you may want to slow roll, maybe take some time off with that long money, and then come back 6 months, 8 months, and maybe be even a more refreshed, a more gooder entrepreneur when you come back, right? Same still applies here if you're running your own business. Either way, when you're having those communications, make sure you give enough notice. You decide to step away for a career break and you're going to be gone a month. Who's doing your work while you're gone? Who needs to take into consideration some of the productivity impacts in your place of employment? Do you run a team? Do you have direct reports that typically come to you? What's going to be their level of authority? What permissions might they need while you're out? What privilege and access do you need to grant them before you step aside? And lastly, keep the receipts. And what I'm saying here is get it all in writing. If you are going to your employer and you're saying, hey, can I take a career break? This is the reason why I want to take a career break. And here's the data behind it. And they say, yes, absolutely, LaToya, you can take a career break for 4 weeks. And we'll see you back in a month. Get it in writing. Even if the conversation is verbal, summarize that conversation via email and keep all of the receipts from the time that you plan and prep to the time you make the ask, moving on to the time that you take the break, and what's going to happen when you come back, if you come back. We'll get to that.